When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 860. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have Rob is back.
Hello.
Rob, so last week, I just thought you were super quiet during pre-show. So. We're glad you're back.
Thank you. Certainly wouldn't be the first time, so.
I was like, Rob, and Chris is like, he's not here. Did you have a good time?
Yes, I did. It was a lot of fun.
And that's all you can say. Speaking of Chris, he is not here. So, hope Chris is doing well. Matt?
Yes.
Yes, Matt. Don?
Hello.
And in Buffalo, New York, where he did not have hot wings, we have Diecast.
It is cold up here.
How cold is it?
It was snowing last night.
What a snow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's cold and it's got that, you know, that cold lake effect wind up here. So it's cold. I'm excited to drive home tomorrow.
Well, that's the joys of living up north. Here in the south, it's just hot. That's not hot right now, but we don't have snow or normally, not anymore. That was like in the long, long ago, the before times. Okay. Hey, it's as of recording the 6th of December. I think this is our last week to mention Elf on a Shelf Warmer. So really, this is like, you really need to go ahead and go out and pick up something off the shelf. You know, preferably a shelf warming toy to help your fellow collector, but honestly, just anything, something from clearance aisle, something that's shelf warming. Like I said,
lots of bargains out there right now at many stores.
Yep. Like I said in a previous episode, I try to buy on the inexpensive side to buy more to help out more kids. But there are so many kids out there who will not receive anything this holiday season without the generosity of somebody like you. It happens all the time. I've told the story. You know, my kids are adopted from foster care. I've worked in the foster system. I have seen pitiful condition that some of these kids live in. You know, now with inflation being high and all of that, times are tough. A little bit of generosity can go a long way. And, you know, if you had a, you know, good Christmases as a child, and, you know, those are memories that you carry with you forever. And just imagine what it would be like remembering waking up one Christmas morning and not having anything. You can help out, pick up a toy, drop it in a donation box. Or if you don't have a donation box to drop something into, you can go to tfradio.net/elf. It'll come to me and I'll do it. I would rather you donate locally, but I would rather you donate. So if you don't have the ability to do that, go to tfradio.net/elf, order something, it'll come to me, and I will drop it in a donation box here in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Again, no referral fees or anything come from that. If you are watching video, I try not to talk about video because we're a podcast, but if you're at the live stream at tfradio.net/discord or at YouTube, behind me, you see the little Christmas tree. And most of the stuff there came from kind listeners such as you. I think most of that was Hector Bones. But go to tfradio.net/elf if you are not able to drop something locally where you live. But if you are, please pick up something and drop it in a box. It'll go a long way. Okay, Don, I saw you tweet about this past week, this first news item. And you said you thought we basically got the last Optimus Prime we would ever have to get with that Earthrise Optimus Prime.
Yeah, well, I think all of us had the same thing. Like, it's like we said with Ultra Magnus, Studios Ultra Magnus. We hope we never have to buy another Optimus or Magnus again.
We haven't seen this yet, so you might not be wrong.
I think
you're
wrong.
Yeah, we might still have the last Optimus Prime we'll ever need.
They haven't had a miss on a commander class yet.
Right. But as I mentioned in the tweet, it's going to be a balancing act because, And I'm paraphrasing from the conversation that we had.
So let me bury the lead. Mm-hmm. Studio Series 86, Commander Class Optimus Prime, coming in 2024.
Right. It's going to need more than just better box as far as the trailer goes.
Yeah, it'll have bigger box.
A bigger box, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm just saying that it needs to be, it doesn't need to be like Starscream. It doesn't need to be like Leader Class Optimus with a bunch of junk thrown in to make it the commander. It needs to be like Rodimus. And the fact that, well, to a degree anyway, that it's using all of the, like, okay, Armada Optimus. It's using that commander class budget to give us something better, not something smaller with a bunch of pieces that may be appropriate, but it's not utilizing what that budget that class has. And there's a lot of things I would like to see on a new Optimus. They're very minor. Like, I would like to see one with the triangle sculpt, a blast point sculpted into the palm, so you could recreate, if the articulation will let you, that one time he used the triangle blaster in Heavy Metal War when he's fighting Megatron. You know, little, the very small little nothing things like that that I would like to see this do, but I also want it to be used, I want it to use the commander price point to give us something outstanding, not just a okay prime and the trailer does something. It's like many years ago, there was a third party trailer that had the mirror panels to sort of like, why did you never see Prime's trailer? Well, it deploys mirror panels to reflect the surroundings, so it's camouflage. You know, something along those lines would be nice to see, but the robot is doing the bulk of the heavy lifting. This needs to be something stellar for it to be the new Optimus Prime.
So Earthrise Optimus Prime, like, it's a great toy. It's fantastic. And I can totally understand if people want to say, you know what, this is good enough, I'm sticking with this. But there are some little improvements that they can make on it. I mean, it's covered in siege ports. It's covered in blast effect ports. It has some weird holdovers from the siege stuff, like those big gray panels on the legs that mm-hmm. just, like, there are improvements that they can make to Optimus Prime. That may not be important to you, and that is completely valid if you think Earthrise Optimus Prime is your definitive prime. But, like, I can see where they can improve on it. And, like, I don't think we're going to get the Fans Project bigger. Mirrors.
It's be bigger.
Yeah, we're not going to get the Fans Project mirrors.
Right, on the trailer. But I'm saying if they're shooting for the moon to wow us, that's at least something unique in
mainline. They can make it an appropriate size as opposed to the cab this time.
Yeah.
Instead
of
being tiny, you could actually include roller this time. You could make a better combat deck. You could add a little paint to the trailer to pick out some details. Like
metal plates. That's not happening.
Well, no, but there are improvements that they can make to fill out this commander class.
So JT Prime, who broke the news, said, think mini MP44. Please don't say that. As an owner of MP44,
I don't want it to be that complicated.
I don't want that. But like, I would like a larger take on what we got with Earthrise with more, you know, detail and such.
He's saying is more of a simplified MP44. And I totally get that. I see a lot of people that are like, oh, well, we got Earthrise Prime and that's fine. Why do they have to do another Optimus Prime?
They're always going to do another Optimus Prime.
I think
the fact that they waited almost 5 years is pretty impressive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that with this one, they wouldn't have done it if they couldn't do it better than Earthrise Prime.
They can do it better. Like, my question is, can they do it better for the price point?
Like, right. It's like I said, it's a balancing act.
It's not much more than maybe what are Commander, $90 now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's only $35 more than
only
what Earthrise Prime is $55.
That's like what, 80% more?
Yeah. And the Earthrise, of course, I'm pretty sure the Earthrise Prime did show up without trailer in one of the Walmart multi packs.
It did.
And that's a really nice toy too. Like the paint job on it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The G2 colors kind mm-hmm. of. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, the fact that they don't have to, they presumably don't have to make sure that the amount of money that goes into the figure is appropriate for a Voyager, you know, is going to change some of the math on what they can and can't do with that figure to begin with. So, and also I'm just kind of hoping that Mini MP44 is more in terms of an appearance, like a good animation accurate prime that is not like super detailed. I'll take that.
I want it toy accurate.
But it's Studio Series 86.
Yeah, this is Studio Series.
So it's going to be animation accurate.
Yeah, I know.
And Missing Link Prime is like the counterpart to that, and then you have both.
That's true. Yeah.
Yes, there are two different kinds of Missing Link Prime you can get, Brian.
Yeah. That's true. No, you're right. Yeah.
I know, because I'm getting them both.
It'd be funny if this was just Missing Link Prime, actually. But
I just genuinely, I don't know. I think I kind of liked it when I got it, but I have grown to hate MP44 in all aspects, from its appearance and everything. And I just want to stay far away from it.
Now, there is something that I just thought of this as I was listening to you talk about it, that they may do to fill out this Commander class price point. They always include the sort of display stand or background. What if there's a what if the box has some kind of inversion ability that it shows the battle between him and Megatron as the backdrop? Oh. It might include a flight stand. Oh,
the cardboard cutout to turn onto the table that he dies on.
Yeah, but that'd be cool. When he said inversion, I thought he meant killing jar, and I'm like, yes!
No, but I meant like the box can be opened and reflipped a different way to show, because if they're doing Prime, we will be getting a Megatron in some fashion. So
no, we won't. Not necessarily.
It will turn into a gun, Brian, but they're going to find a way to do a Megatron.
Right.
Then it can't do it. Then it can't be an 86 Megatron.
If the robot mode is close enough, they will totally market it.
Right. I'm just saying that could be something to give the, like, a flight stand, the booster effects, the flame effects, so you can pull off that pose that he does from the movie when he launches. You know, I'm just saying there's stuff they can add, which will be great. But I want the robot to be genuinely something that will wow us, and not just a leader price at and plus stuff.
So in our Discord, down MP44.
Yeah. So in our Discord, Paladin's like, Megs is never going to be a gun again. Get over it. I don't want him to be a gun again. Yeah. I just don't think we like it,
but they can absolutely market a Studio Series 86 Megatron. That's a tank.
It'll just be weird,
whether you like it or not.
Yeah,
but they have to look right in robot mode, and I just can't see it looking right in robot mode.
We got the tank treads
and the legs. I mean,
yeah, we got the Combiner Wars leader class one.
Yeah,
that was terrible.
Close enough.
Yeah, because that looked like G1.
Man, it was so great. cool. Okay. But yeah, so there's that. It'll be interesting to see how that shapes up. Maybe that's the last Optimus Prime I'll ever need. Probably. I'm basically divesting myself of most or all of my Masterpiece, I think. So I'm definitely keeping MP1, keeping both versions of it, the US and the Japanese version. Probably keeping MP12. Don't think I'm keeping MP44.
You're not keeping MP10?
MP10, I'm sorry. MP10, not MP12. What's MP12?
God's what?
No, I'm not keeping that. MP10, sorry. I was confused. I always think I almost bought it in 2012 because of BotCon 2012. I was at the 12. MP10. Yeah. So I'm keeping MP1, MP10, 44 is going. Okay. HasLab, Death Stars, and his tanks have begun shipping.
Let me check my app. Let me see.
Yeah, begun shipping to us.
It's the pre-shipping notice is basically the only thing that I've gotten so far. And that is still the case for both. Hiss and Thesaurus.
I haven't even got the heads up this is going to ship at some point in the future on my Hiss tank. Apparently, I'm not alone, but it feels like they have forgotten me. So, eventually.
I mean, they got to do it. They got to ship by the end of next week. Well, I mean, they really got to ship by the end of next week in order for people to get them before Christmas.
Which was not a guarantee. They want to get them to people before Christmas. Want, not will.
I get stuff from Pulse. All three major carriers, US, UPS, USPS, FedEx. There's no telling how they're going to send it.
They're coming and FedEx, Don.
Are they FedEx? For sure? Okay. Yeah.
100% for sure FedEx.
They're in my FedEx app.
And okay. You're going to have to be there to sign for it when it shows up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, eventually. We'll see. I would really like to have that Hiss tank. I'm clearing space for G.I. Joe right now, and I got no Hiss tank to put with him. Sad. So we have production sample images of the Lunar Cruiser Optimus Prime.
Still love it.
It's still pretty sweet. Oh, God, it comes with that same damn stand.
Yeah.
Except now it says Lunar Cruiser Optimus Prime on it. Actually, it doesn't look bad with it. I think I bought this.
I definitely bought this.
I definitely did not buy this.
Why not?
I think I bought more than one of this.
I don't need it.
You don't like space? You don't like science?
Love space. Love science. Don't need Lunar Cruiser Optimus Prime.
I don't blame you. I don't know that I'm going to carry my pre-order to term. Like, I may have to cancel it. I may decide that it doesn't fit. But right now, looking at it, I think it fits.
I've got two different Missing Link convoys to pay for. Like, something had to get.
Did I forget? Did I even order Missing Link convoy? I think I did.
I pre-ordered that and this the same day.
I'm going back to reminders
because I'm going to need to keep that money in my.
Yeah, I'm double checking. Well, I know I didn't order it from Andorake. That was the first thing that popped up.
Mine were from Amazon Japan. I know that's no guarantee on what yours were, but that's where mine are.
It's probably where.
Yeah, this looks really nice. It's just one of those weird things, like the Transformers crossovers, to where it just doesn't fit in my collection.
It's not as bad as a shoe or a hat, but I totally see where you're coming from.
My collection at this point basically has the criteria of, hey, cool robot, so this is like perfect.
Yeah, that's fair. I only ordered the one. No, I ordered both. Never mind. I'll shut up. Okay. So let's see here. What else do we have? 2024 is coming up. It's December. That means toys that should be out in what, February or March are actually showing up.
Yeah, first places. Quarter 2024 toys.
Yeah, so Thundertron, Animated Optimus, Tasmania Kid, Energon Megatron, Reactivate Starscream and Bumblebee.
Which we knew about the Starscream and Bumblebee last week because people had started to find them at like GameStop, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that Walkie has Animated Optimus and Thundertron, I think. No, he didn't have Thundertron. He had Animated Optimus. And I think I'll pick it up. I'm in this weird spot where I'm like, I'll probably get it if I see it. If I see it in the store, I'll probably get it, but I don't know that I'll pre-order it.
I'll probably pick it up when it goes on clearance somewhere.
Tasmania Kid, I would love to see in hand just because I love weird, wacky Beast Wars characters. But skipping that Starscream and Bumblebee pack. Energon Megatron, I don't like it's...
Poor class.
Yeah, it's a low bar to hit when it comes to that price point. But like, it's not the... Like, they got to do Galvatron
Oh, you know there will be probably two waves from now a purple one. So
it looks so much. I was playing with Energon Galvatron today, funny enough, and it's still really nice looking.
And this looks like a really good core class figure. If you want a core class figure of Energon Galvatron or Megatron,
didn't they already do one back years ago in Energon, like a legend scale?
They did a Voyager one. They brought the Voyager over from Japan and did it in a two-pack for Toys R Us.
Is that Voyager or Deluxe?
Ultra, I think, Ultra. Technically. It was that.
The convoy and the Megatron came as the two-pack. Don's right, I had that two-pack.
Yeah, the deluxe-sized Optimus Prime and the Ultra Megatron.
I'm thinking of Cybertron Megatron. I know for a fact there was one of Cybertron Megatron in Legacy scale, but
yeah, Legacy started with Cybertron.
So. Yeah, okay. So this is our first chance to get Megatron, Energon Megatron at this size. So I'm holding off for Galvatron.
And so far, Thundertron looks decent. Again, looks like a more looks like a more like legible version of the original toy to a certain degree. Because like even up close, that face makes no sense to me on that original.
I'm skipping it. Yeah. That's neat. Easy pass for me. Let's see here. Reactivate, no content updates before 2024, and they're shifting it to the Unreal 5 engine.
This scares me because this is, we're shifting it. So we lost all the development we did. And now they're going
to. Wait, did they say that?
Well, that's what it makes me think of.
What was the engine before? Was it Unreal 4?
I don't know.
I believe so. And it says
Chris put in the notes, it was being developed in UE4 and then it's being bumped up to apparently 5. Yeah,
I can't imagine that shifting something from 4 to 5 is going to, I'm not a developer. I can build some visual, like VB script or something like in Excel, but I can't imagine that you have to start from scratch if you're going from Unreal Engine 4 to 5.
With these Transformer games, I'm just ready for them to be like, oh, well, we made this change and now we ran out of money and now we're not going to do, the game's never going to see the light of day.
I don't care if it comes out or not. It doesn't affect me either way.
I wouldn't mind playing it, but yeah, I you go, Don.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, the thing for me is that I'm not a gamer. I mean, I like retro arcade stuff, but if they continue to develop it in an older engine when it comes out, it would be more dated technology-wise and not look as good as it could, so it's already behind the eight ball even on being released, so wouldn't making it a more current engine make the game overall have a better appearance?
Yeah, I mean appearance, yeah, is probably like the ideal like takeaway from a Switch like that, but also keeping it in the most current version of Unreal Engine probably will be beneficial in terms of porting it to different platforms, so that may be part of the decision process there. I don't know, but just, man, it seems like Transformers games cannot catch a break.
That's what I think. I just have this bad feeling as a Transformer, you know, fan that it's going to mean more money and eventually they're just going to quit and shelve it.
I can think of the number of Transformers games I've liked on one hand. So like, this doesn't bother me so much. It would be a pleasant surprise if I liked it. I just expect that I won't. And if it doesn't come out, I'm out nothing.
There's
how many Transformers games have not come out
on mobile? Like tons.
They're all mobile. G2 didn't come out on the Super Nintendo, by God. And honestly, I've lost count on everything else.
So, quick question: the G2 game that didn't come out, did that actually become
Vortex? It did not become Vortex. No,
because I've got Vortex.
So I've got Vortex. It did not become Vortex.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they've like interviewed some of the developers since, I believe, and they found out that there was no actual connection between Vortex and this.
It's just robots running at each other.
Yeah. But yeah, the other hurdle this game kind of has to face is that last I heard it was going to be a free-to-play live service game like Destiny and like the Avengers game that just ended and like a great number of other games that have recently ended, because you know, basically the problem with those is that they are kind of predicated on, you know, getting either as much of your time or money or both as possible. And, you know, people can only commit so many of those, and the market for those is shrinking because you can only have so many time sinks. Believe me, I've tried.
You know what the game I'm playing right now is? When I say playing, I've played it like three times in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Legend of Zelda 2 for the NES.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's like it. You know what that game does? That game, when it ends, it's when I finish it or I die. They can't take it from me. They can't pry it from my cold, dead hands.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
I've been watching randomizer competitions of that for a long time. That's kind of fun.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I need to play, what is it? Not Starscape. What's the name of the game? Starfield.
Starfield, yeah.
But I've played it for like 2 hours. And yeah, like maybe at some point I'll play that. But like right now, it's Zelda 2.
Lately, I've been getting back into Terraria just because it is a nice, pleasant time sink that is not too stressful.
Cool. And Chris put this in the show notes, and I'm going to read it just like it says. Since Diecast likes these, here's a Yolo Park reformatting Megatron exclusive to Singapore Comic Con 2023 this weekend.
I got to admit, it looks really nice.
Diecast, do you want this?
Hey, it's going to be so hard to get.
It is nice looking. It's really nice looking.
I like it.
That means you'll appreciate it that much more when you have it.
That's true.
If it was more of the reformatted, I think I would like it better.
Okay,
I
want the grid lines on it, basically.
Okay, so what you need is some like yellow paint and a lot of masking tape.
That's true. Yeah,
but
yeah, Diecast, you need it.
It's going to be stupid hard to get, probably. So I'm not expecting to get this. Maybe I should email my buddies at Yolo Park and be like, yo, if you have any extras of these, can I buy one?
Do it.
Why not? But
Yeah, it's you know what? I'm fine with the G1 that I'm going to be getting from them.
Okay. How much is the normal version of this? Because I have to admit, I do like the look of it.
$50.
That's not bad.
No, it has a die-cast chest, so it's a little bit more premium than the $30 Rise of the Beasts ones that we got.
And that's about what Flame Toys kits go for. So that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and they are going to be doing an Optimus Prime too, a G1 Optimus Prime. So I'm excited because I had a feeling they would.
So Blade put in our chat, canceled games, G2 for the SNES, Beast Wars for the PS2. I don't even remember that. Beast Wars for the PS2. That would have been weird timing since Beast Machines was out when the PS2 started. A Cybertron sequel to the Armada game, a second unrelated Cybertron game called Quest for Cybertron, Heavy Metal. He's questioning if that was the MMO. I think it was. I don't remember Beast Wars for the PS2. I remember the G1 game for the PS2. That was horrible. I need to see. I was very much reading gaming mags and stuff back then. I'm shocked that I don't remember that. I need to look that up. Okay, Don, what did you
Transformers get? Did you get this week?
I got Reactivate Optimus Prime and Soundwave.
Nice.
Got them at GameStop. No Bumblebee or Starscream as of yet. Vehicle mode cleans up a lot better than the Studio Series 102 Optimus, as you can tell. The blue part there in the back are his feet, but there is enough detail back there with like the boosters and such that it's not too egregious. Transformation is very, I don't want to say it's unique because you see a dozen other Optimus Prime twists and turns as you're doing it. But it's almost like they wanted to make sure you had as much conversion hiding, you know, stuff like, again, versus the Bumblebee version. There's a lot of panels, but everything compresses very tightly. The plastic feels good. I think Earthrise felt a little bit better, just, again, comparing, you know, similar size classes. There's also a lot of classics Optimus in this, with the way the arms fold in, and the forearm kibble unfolds, and because his fists actually don't fold in, they're behind those gray corners back there. So the fists don't even actually do anything; they just it tucks into the side, and then the cab comes over and locks into place. Definitely the reason you're buying this 2-pack. I mean, we all pretty much knew that. But again, cleans up nice. Just a really great figure, and it's definitely worth having for a new take on Optimus. Plus, you've got the more Mad Max. You've got some battle damage there, but not, of course, anything near as bad as what we saw for Siege. So a very solid Optimus Prime. I do like it. Soundwave is in the box. He's not bad. Little hard to panel to put together in vehicle mode because his legs just basically accordion up under the form, under the car form, and then you tab it all together. So we've seen this before on various figures. Not a lot of robot mode showing other than the defeat because they don't do anything. And I would love for the feet to have folded up or something. But he's not as bad. The proportions, we've talked about that before. When you get him in hand and posed, it's not bad. But yeah, it's a Soundwave that's not a tape deck, and they had to do something with his body parts, and it's all primed up under there. But it's nice. It's a nice figure, but the Optimus is the star of the show.
That seals it that I don't need it. I don't need another good Optimus. I've got plenty.
Yeah. So I got that. I got that at GameStop. So there's that. I also picked up, thanks to Matt giving me the heads up, I got Medics from Hasbro Pulse. Thank you, Matt.
I was hoping that was the thing you wanted to talk about because mine will be here tomorrow.
Yeah. Now I don't have to worry about going to my Walgreens that hasn't stocked anything in literally months. I can walk in and see the dust on the boxes there that you could, that one box I ran my finger across the last time I was there just to see how much dust was on it. the last time I was there, that box was still there. So I've got medics. And the last thing I got, thanks to Rob telling us about that new website that he buys from with the free shipping from time to time. I decided for $20 after the Japanese to US dollar conversion, I got the Earthspark Starscream for $20 with free shipping.
Nice.
And I do have the Cyberverse one, but there is some coloring differences on this. And I just sort of like the way this one looks in robot mode a little better than the Cyberverse version. And I figured for the cost of what a deluxe used to be, kind of, with free shipping, it was definitely worth picking up during the sale.
I like the way it looks in package way better than...
Yeah, I'm thinking about just having this one in package because it looks so nice.
Really nice in package.
Yeah, and then just be fine with the Cyberverse version for robot mode. Yeah,
I mean, it's got a plastic, big plastic shell on top of it.
That's one thing. I've got several of the Japanese figures that look so much better than ours in package, like that. The last thing I got just came the other day is Thunder Machine Soundwave. And
oh, wow.
He's the plastic is not great. It's not shampoo bottle, but it's definitely not what you get in the main line. The main reason I got him is the fact that I was able to sell the Zartan and the Zorana that came with them for $65.
Dang.
So I've got $35 invested in Soundwave. So I figured to have all three of the crossover figures. Oh, and also as an update, I put the Stalker figure from the Bumblebee up. I sold it for $30.
Wow.
So I have $15 invested in Bumblebee and $35 invested in Soundwave.
I canceled my pre-order when I saw that it was shipping. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah,
you probably ought to put up like a website with like a big Dynanomics spreadsheet on it somewhere, yeah, just so people can track this thing.
So I figured, I don't really care about the G.I. Joe figures. So heck, I've got the little leash that comes for Ravage. I'll be putting that up on eBay. So if anybody wants the leash, they can get the leash if they want it. But yeah, I like the way he looks for what he is, but I like him better for $35.
Don, what about the packaging? You could sell the packaging on eBay too. I mean, just,
no,
if you're going to do it, just do it.
No, I like the Joe. The pack, they put a lot of work into that package, and I like it. And I want to keep it.
But you don't have everything that went in the package, so
it doesn't matter. I have a cheap Soundwave. I'm totally good with that.
Okay.
Also, selling anything as delicate as packaging on eBay would just give me the willies. I could not do it.
Yeah. Cool. And that, anything else? That's it.
That's it on topic for me.
Okay, Diecast, you get any toys, Transformers this week?
Yeah, surprisingly, I went into a Ross up here in Buffalo, and I got a pizza mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
With some bot-bots. This one bot-bot is supposed to be like a sippy cup or a juice box.
A juice box, yeah.
I think this is the reason that bot-bots didn't work for like kids, because I can't get the arms out of this thing, and I even have a nail. And then the feet don't tab into the hole that's there like they should. So the feet like to randomly pop off, and I just feel like this is a bad experience for a kid if they can't even transform the little bot.
That vehicle's not great either.
The vehicle's not great, no. And there's some confusing things, like the little seat is Fry's, which is cool. And you flip it down and there's supposed to be like a peg there. And it looks like the wheel's supposed to go into that, but it doesn't work at all when you transform it. Also at Ross, I picked up a Kickback.
Oh, nice.
Because you can always have a couple more Insecticons. They're
clones themselves.
Yeah.
And then the weird one, which I haven't seen show up at Ross yet, but it makes sense, is I got the Buzzworthy Bumblebee Evil Predacon Pterosaur.
Oh, yeah, the Toy Deco version.
I've seen reports of that from the people I follow on Twitter that it's been showing up at some Rosses. I was at mine today, and they had a crankcase and a lot of G.I. Joe classified, but no pterosaurs.
Did they have Viper 3-packs?
No, I've heard about that too, but that's sort of like the Motor Master that was supposedly found. If it's true, I've not seen them locally.
No, a lot of people have been finding the Vipers. I don't think that's like the Motor Master that, you know, apparently only one store had one of, if it's true. But yeah, a lot of people have been finding Vipers for $15, the 3-pack. I just haven't been able to. That's actually one of the things I'm hoping to find in Ross. But yeah, that's all I got Transformers-wise this week.
Matt, what about you?
So I also got from Pulse the Walgreens exclusive medics.
You opened her. Okay, so what do you think?
Yes. So, like, I am not the biggest fan of this mold to begin with, but this is my favorite version of it, I believe. All the joints feel really good. This is the crankcase tooling of the mold. And crankcase's chest would not peg down, but medics's does. So that's nice. Unfortunately, mine does have a little bit of paint mess around the edge of the collar. It's kind of hard to see, but in hand, it is noticeable.
I think I just called medics a her. Medics is a he, right?
No, I don't know. I've never seen Rescue Boss.
I think medics is a he. I said her. I've been swearing medics was a she, but I just checked the wiki and medics is a he. So,
okay.
Right. Yeah.
But, I think what really makes it stand is all the bright colors on it. I just found really appealing against the white. This stands out on the shelf where, you know, crankcase is just pretty boring with his mostly black and blue highlights. So that will look really good next to Chase whenever Chase comes out. And as a time of this recording, December 6th, 2023 on, Amazon, Trashmaster is $10 off.
Nice.
If you need one of those. So I bought two. Because I already had one, but these Junkions are, you know, mix and match and build your own, choose your own adventure Junkions are great. So I like I got one to keep in dump truck mode. I already had one for robot mode. And since I had other Junkions, I got one to build my big dumpster dinosaur.
That's awesome.
And like, it's very fiddly. It doesn't hold together super well. The legs really like to come off. I'm still experimenting with it. I'm trying to give it a tail out of a not scrapbook. What's the other one's name? Crash bar? Yeah. I'm experimenting giving him a crash bar tail. But yeah, I have a very large trash theropod for my junkie on shelf now, and it makes me happy. But that is what I got this week.
Brian, I would like to nominate Choose Your Own Adventure Junkion as the show title.
Make it so. Rob, anything?
I did get one on topic thing in my last Sir Gaia order. They had a limited edition Battlemaster from the Rise of the Beasts promotional campaign in Japan. It is its name, such as it is Burning Plasma Blaster. I'm not sure which of the Battlemaster guns it is, but since I never got to anything to go with Crosshairs, I think that is going to go to him. But I like clear plastic things. I just don't like a lot of moving clear plastic parts on a single toy, and I think a Battlemaster with a clear red plastic chest is probably like my level in terms of that. So that is it was like $7, so I got it. Like one only on topic thing I got.
Cool. And remember, off topic or ham sandwiches. Available exclusive patrons on our Patreon feed at patreon.com/TFRadio. And reminder, if you want to be a patron, you get an ad-free version of the show a day early. Doesn't mean 24 hours. Comes at a higher bit rate with a also a weekly Patreon exclusive pre-show podcast, as well as ham sandwiches. Ham sandwiches are included. Patrons get that. You get Hot 5 a week early. Patrons on the Touch tier get to be on Hot 5. I promise I'm getting episodes posted. Touch patrons get to be mentioned on the show each week and listed at tfradio.net/credits. It's the beginning of the month. We're close to it. Perfect time to join. I want to thank Kevin Dorsey, Tiger Forces Ninja Consultant, Jason Hiley, Eric Griffin, Rick Mahurin, Ryan Bona, Emmett Sresovich, Rabbits, Hector Bones, Joey Russell, Sean Williamson, Spider Bob, Jay Klein Rye, Sean Hamilton, Jacob Owen Lucia, and Sean Bratton. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. We really appreciate you. And again, if you want to be a patron, go to patreon.com/TFRadio to sign up. Okay, let's see here. John DeLuna, not here. At that John D everywhere. Rob Springer, not here. He is at zonebase.org, at RoboRobSpringer on Twitter, and it's zonebase.bsky.social or whatever on Blue Sky. Chris is not here, but you can usually find him at our Discord at tfradio.net/discord. And he also has an Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/chrislist. I'm at briankilby.com. That's probably the best place to find me. Matt, can you be found anywhere?
Melvar.bsky.social. 3 L's, 2 R's.
I thought you were giving up social media.
I mean, I don't check it very often, but if you know, the account's still active.
Cool. Don, what about you?
I'm released on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Diecast?
I have a wish list at tfradio.net/diecastlist. You can contact me on Twitter or Blue Sky at diecast2. You can like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast, and you can see my reviews at youtube.com/RFCReviews or tfradio.net/reviews.
Cool. Rob?
I am on Blue Sky at robflails.bsky.social. That is technically the official social media account for Flail Throughs, my YouTube channel. That covers Gundam games, especially Gundam Battle Operation 2, which updates every Wednesday night, and I give the details of the updates in a video every Thursday morning, so check that out if you are interested in the game. And if you like what I'm doing over there, patreon.com/flailthroughs will let you make requests of me for specific rounds in the game with combinations of weapons, mobile suits, colors, what have you. And I also have an Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/claylist.
Cool. Okay. I think that's it. We'll see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required. If you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.